what you waiting on? Check, checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students. Nah, everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast only, you know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony, you could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly, you know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony, 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 Tony. Go BBS Radio.
Well, it's another exciting week of the Tony Sands Show. We're live here. It is Monday night football, the first weekend in the NFL season. The college football is kicking off. High school football is kicking off. Listen, Kiki, we got a heck of a show lined up. We got guests lined up from one end of the country to the next end of the country. When I say lined up through the roof from Denver, Washington, D.C., back to South Florida. Listen, when they say a lineup against, hey, we're going to get into this Colin Kaepernick situation. First weekend in the NFL season. Not only that, guess what? It is the 9-1-1 Memorial. So now this thing with Colin Kaepernick, how much do it play out this weekend as it did with the 9-1-1 Memorial, everybody loving it? How do it play out then? But not only, hey, we got some guys that decided they were going to do a team unity. Some guys decided they were not. They were going to kneel down like Colin Kaepernick. College football weekend also. Listen, high school football, some exciting things happened between the game between Booker T and Miami Jackson, Cardner Givens and Chaminade. My main man Ryan Bartow will be joining, also joining the Tony Sands Show. But we're live here. Let people know where we at, Kiki.
We're at Escapewares on 1451 Northwest 31st Ave, Florida, here, Florida, 33311.
Where we at? Tell them again. Let them know.
We're at Escape. The address is 1451 Northwest 31st Ave, Florida, here, Florida, 33311.
And that's Escape Restaurant and Lounge. Hey, right. Listen, the food is great. Come out. Listen, they got a comedy show that's going to be taking place on September 15th. And September 16th, my main man Steve Brown will be in the building. Listen, if you have not seen this guy, Steve is unbelievable.
I heard he's unbelievable.
That voice he has just changed the whole dynamic of comedy in the way comics are played. Funniest guy I've seen. I got a chance to see him in Atlanta. Now he headlined here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. But let's dip back into this sports thing. We got Coach Matt DeBuck. Cardner Gibbons, they're doing their thing. Like I said, they just did their thing. They upset it. Chaminade, I don't know if you want to call it an upset. I wouldn't call it upset because, listen, when two teams of equal talent go into play and one team win, hey, listen, that team is the one team that had to do their job. Well, man, my insider for the NFL, Vaughn Carter, will be joining the Tony Sands Show. We got that guest. And guess what? One of the top all-purpose guys in the country, George Golden, will be joining the Tony Sands Show. We're going to talk Dillard High School football and what goes on at the Panthers when you're trying to prepare. As I say, tell the high school guys all the time, when you're trying to prepare for the last game.
Right.
The last game of the season is the state championship, and it's played in the Citrus Bowl. So I tell them, you want to try to get
the
to the Citrus Bowl.
The way Dillard plan this year, I think they may go to state.
Hey, listen, they got that opportunity. South Florida can be well represented when it comes to the state championship. You got to look at, you still have St. Thomas here.
Right.
You still have Booker T. You still have Dillard. You have
BA that's undefeated.
BA, American Heritage. So right, we still have a lot of teams. Broward could possibly represent and during their four or five categories.
Right.
When it comes to this game. So we're going to get into that. We're going to dig into it. But before we do that, Kiki, tell the folks where they can call if they want to call in to the show and they want to talk to me, you, or our guests. They can call the show at what?
1-888-42-5421. Once again, the number is 1-888-42-95421.
Hey, you heard it. That way, if you want to call, we're going to go to a quick 2-minute commercial break. We're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show. And guess what? We're bringing my main man in the building. If you didn't see the Florida High School Magazine, he is on the cover of the Florida High School Magazine. And when you look at that magazine, you got to go buy it. You can buy them at Walmart, or you can go to FNFmagazine.com to order your subscription. You can see him. He's standing to me. I think they got him in the best spot. Some people like to be in the front, but when you're in the back, it seems like you just the number one guy. You stand taller than the rest,
right?
You know, because the way they got him elevated. You know, they got him elevated on this thing high. And then, you know, but I got to ask him about
why he looks so serious.
Not that. You know, I can understand he's a football player. But I got to ask him about this part. You know, it's like you got a, what is it? Well, we would look at it, it'd be a high left. But if you're looking at the way he's a, it's high right part. I got to ask him about that. I got to see if that's something cool.
He wavy. That's what the kids call it, not wavy.
That what they call it,
they
wavy?
Call it wavy?
Okay,
right?
okay. They call it wavy. We're going to get into that action. And I'm going to tell you, this young man, not only is he an athlete, but this young man is certified in a couple of areas. So if this young man decides to say, hey, listen, I want to put up the cleats, and I want to go and do what I know how to do. And what's that? Guess what? I'm certified in a certain area, but I'm going to let him tell you that. I don't want to dig into him too much and let him tell you how he has become certified in certain areas and let him know what he's doing in school and where he's playing, possibly to spend the next 4 years, if he has that on his mind, the
right.
next 4 years of his high school football. Before that, hey. Let's go to a quick commercial break. We're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show. My main man, George Golden, will be joining the Tony Sands Show, Mr. FNF Magazine Player of the Year.
All right.
Hey, oh, daddy, 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 walked in 30,000 in my pocket, had them looking just like, oh. $50,000 on you, bitch. You wanna go for me? Gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check. Ooh, then you wanna flip? I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're back here live at Escape Restaurant and Lounge in Fort Lauderdale. That's 1451 Northwest 31st Avenue, where the food is delicious. My main man, Steve Brown, will be in the building on September 15th and 16th this weekend. Come out here and get your tickets, because guess what? This man gonna blow your socks off. You're gonna laugh from the time you get in to the time you get out. But not only that, listen, I'm back here on the Tony Sands Show, and I have my main man, one of the top all-purpose players in the country. He's on the cover of the FNF magazine. That's Friday Night Football Florida magazine. My man is on the cover of it. George, let's talk a little bit. Tell the people where you're from, George.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
My man's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But George, let's get into this now. You're on the cover of this magazine.
Yes, sir.
Let my listeners know how you made the front cover. What went into you becoming on the cover of this magazine?
Actually, it was kind of like a vote, and I told my mother about it, and she signed me up for it. And then we went around the school, and my school supported me all the way. So they got to clicking on my name, and then so it was the top four, and then so they just voted for me.
And so this went out throughout the whole state of Florida, correct?
Yes, sir.
And to go out throughout the whole state of Florida and to be voted in the top four.
Yeah.
Top four.
I mean, it had to go. You said your mom went around. Tell me what all went into it. Where did she go? Who did she call? Because you had to call a lot of people in the state of Florida in order to make this magazine. To be on the cover, and you're talking about all the kids that play high school football in the state of Florida, and it's only four people on it, and that means either you're popular throughout the state of Florida, or your mom just, when I say a workaholic, when it comes to making sure that you're getting the pub that you get. So explain that a little bit to me. Did you guys spend night and day trying to get this?
We did a lot of advertising, but one lady, Miss Ramsey, actually at the school, she helped us a lot, and she put it up throughout the class. So yeah, all the kids that came through her class actually just voted for me. So she was a big part of the voting, and that was about it.
Okay, Jordan, let's get into your football season. Is football going the way you expected it?
It's going great, actually better than I expected. I think I have 3 touchdowns, and we played 3 games. I've averaged over 100 yards each game. So
you're averaging over 100 yards each game?
Yes, sir.
So right now you're slated. You have about what, 300 and
350 at the least.
At the least 350. So at the rate you're going now,
yeah,
you'll be over 1,000 yards come the end of the season.
Which is my goal.
Which is your goal as a back.
Yes, sir.
Now, you say you had 3 touchdowns. Are those touchdowns passing, running?
They've been both. I think I had 2 running and one pass, but I've been playing slot and running back. Wherever the coach needs me, I've been helping out for the offense. So I play both throughout every game we've been through. So
now, you're saying that everything is going well with football.
Great.
What do you guys see yourselves in November, possibly December?
I think we can go all the way this year. Last year we had a couple setbacks, but this year we learned from it. We have a lot of new coaches that have been great in helping us. So this year I think we should go all the way. We had a couple injuries for our defensive players, but they're coming back around. We have a bye week coming up next week, so everybody's going to come back. And then we have BA after that week. So when we get that district game out the way, we'll be rolling after that.
That should be a good game right there. BA is undefeated right now.
Yeah, and when you look at that game is about – that's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that thing go back for some time because of the bragging rights that is involved in that. And then some of the things that went on when Coach Brown was there and he took over Boyd Anderson, and some of the guys from Dillard transferred over to Boyd Anderson.
I heard about
which
that.
At that point built that rivalry even more.
Exactly.
Do you guys, in the process of your, I know you're preparing for other teams, do you guys in the back of your mind start pre-practicing for Boyd Anderson?
Our coaches tell us to take it one game at a time, so we're not really worried about them. We have Stoneman Douglas coming up next, so that's all that's on our agenda for this week. So.
And where you guys play Stoneman Douglas at?
At Stoneman Douglas. It's a away game.
Okay, it's a away game. And what do you – have you seen any film on Stoneman Douglas?
Not just yet. We haven't really started watching film. We should do that around tomorrow. But, yeah, they're a decent team. They put up a lot of points against BA, so we have to come hard defensively for them. But it should be – it should be a good game.
Good game. Now, and let's get into the academic, because anytime I have a student, I always call y'all student athletes. And what I mean by that is that you are a student before you are the athlete. So there's academics that go involved.
Yes,
I'm hearing that you are in the technology department of the school.
Yes, sir.
What part of technology department that you deal with at school?
Right now I'm doing robotics, engineering, and computer science at Dillard right now. So
it's you say. And I'm hearing that you are certified in a couple areas. What areas are you certified in?
I'm certified in AutoCAD and Dreamweaver CS6. And this year I should be certified in Inventor, which is another application for the computer. So it's been going great.
Now you computer guys, y'all talk computer lingo.
Right.
But for those that are normal people
like me,
how we break down that you're certified in AutoCAD? What is AutoCAD?
It's a technology program on the computer. The certification just means that if I wanted to, I can go get a job for that and use the application for my work. It's just showing that I'm the real deal when it comes to using that.
Oh, you the real deal when it comes to technology. That's what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
You are the real deal when it comes to the technology. Now, so you're telling me you can break down a computer and put it back together again?
I don't know about all that, but I know how to use the application in and out.
So okay. You can make a web page.
Yeah.
Oh, you can create a website.
Definitely.
All right. That's well, then that means you can make money. Listen,
one thing about when you go to college, that's going to be a plus to you because you can help people build their own websites.
Yeah.
That's good. You can networking help them build, skills.
And that works in your favor because, you know, I look at guys that are barbers and I tell to myself, they're barbers. They go out to college. Guys, all the time before we go to a game, want to make sure that they got it, that they're fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
As they call, they want to get their wave. So I'm trying to get the lingo of you guys. You get that
it's
wave.
Looking wavy, Tone. They got to make sure they looking wavy.
So it's they milky wavy or wavy?
Nah, you got to look wavy.
You got to look wavy. What makes it, what makes one look wavy?
Your swag just
yeah,
on
clean,
point.
You fresh.
You're fresh?
Like he wavy today.
He's wavy, so he's fresh. He would be considered
wavy.
Fresh today.
Yeah.
They are educating me here today, y'all, on this wavy, what's fresh, what's not. That's why, like I tell you, listen, in order to be on top of your game, you must hang around those that have swag.
Right.
And, you know, I for me to be my age, I still say I got swag. You know, I tell the fellas that.
You got the sauce. You saucing.
So, oh, wait. Okay, wait. Hold on. So, wait a minute. For the younger kids, for the younger guys, they're swagging.
They're waving.
So for the older ones, y'all, we have
sauce.
That sauce.
That sauce.
Okay, so I got that sauce, people. That I sauce. Have the sauce.
You got too much sauce.
Too much sauce. I don't have the swag, and I but I have the sauce. So which one carries more weight?
Depends.
It depends, right?
What you mean it depends? You gotta explain it to me.
Like
y'all,
you said, the older ones have the sauce. Yeah.
The sauce.
And the young ones have the wavy. They can't have the sauce and the wavy at the same time.
Both. They can't have the sauce and the wavy.
You can't. It's, no, it don't go together.
Okay, so where
it's like oil and water.
Where do it stop off at? How do you evaluate who got sauce and who got wavy? Where do it break off at? How do you guys break that down?
Yeah, maturity.
so the maturity level of it gonna take you to one point.
Right.
And the sauce part going to take you to another point in the maturity process of it. So that's why you got to say, I have the sauce.
Yeah, the sauce. College boys, they still wavy.
So they still
NFL
wavy.
NFL boys, yeah. Saucy.
Yeah, they saucy.
They saucy. NFL boys are saucy. So they you get saucy. It. There's a difference between wavy and saucing. We are, and you know, it's amazing because we are here at a restaurant. So we're dashing up a flavor of sauce and wavy. So if you want to order you some wings that got sauce, you know they're the grown man wings. If you want some wavy, those are the young man wings. I'm quite sure the older men will get the sauce. I don't like hot stuff, so my sauce is going to be real mild.
Right.
Real mild. And with that being said, with it being real mild, man, the food here, they have. Now, I'm going to run off some of the stuff they have here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. The cheese steak egg rolls.
That sounds real good.
Man, listen, the mushroom Swiss burger, my main man, Corey,
right.
Man, he cooks like no other. You haven't tasted a burger until you taste Corey's burger. He is the home of the backyard burger.
What?
Listen, I used to be way up in Boca, and I'm looking at Facebook to see when he's out, man, to try to get that burger
right.
To make sure that, guess what, I got the best burger in town. But, George, let's talk about who you got. You got Storm and Douglas. How far, and I know you don't want to talk about it, how far away is Boyd Anderson?
3 weeks. We have Storm and Douglas, and after that we have a bye, and then we have
being okay, so you guys
week.
Get a bye before that?
Yes, sir. We.
Great, I mean, you got extra time to prepare.
Yeah, great opportunity to get everybody situated, watch a lot of film, and people with injuries, get them recuperated. So
that's going to be... Ooh, that bye week is going to be big for y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
Make sure y'all rest up, because I heard them VA boys, they coming.
They say they ready.
We
now.
Coming
they coming.
You know, listen, and this is what I'm going to do. That week that y'all play, VA and Dilla, man, we Escape Restaurant and Lounge, it's Boyd Anderson, Dilla Day.
Right.
That Monday night.
All right.
We turning it out that Monday night.
I think I'm going to have to be a Boyd Anderson because, you know, I'm a tiger. And I don't really mess with them.
Now, see, wait a minute.
Like
see, now, you know, she is a
you
tiger.
Go
so
I'm
she's
a tiger,
trying to,
so I feel
you know,
like...
I got Panther in me more than I have Cobra in me, you know, even though I am a Raider. Now, you got Dilla, you got Ely, and you got St. Thomas sitting up here on this panel. You know, I ain't going to ask for no bragging rights, but I know I have it. You know, when it comes to winning and losing. But I ain't going to say much. I ain't saying nothing.
Right.
But, George, listen, man, I want you to keep doing what you're doing, man. And tell me a little bit about how your recruiting process is going, because in a few minutes I'm bringing up my main man, Ryan Bartow, one of the top recruiting analysts in the country, throughout the country, that breaks down recruiting. So how's your recruiting going at this phase in the game?
I'm going well. I got a couple looks. I got West Point, Idaho, getting looks from South Dakota, USF. Lots of school, but as the season progresses, I plan to get lots
more
attention.
Yeah. Now, you said you UCF?
Yes, USF.
You like the Bulls, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My sister goes there.
Tampa ain't a bad place to – Tampa's not a bad place to live now.
Yeah.
South Florida – you know, you
close to home.
Close to that's what you want to be, close to home. Okay. Now your sister is. I used to ask your sister about that question. She didn't know if she wanted to be close to home or be far enough to where Mama can't drive up there and see her every 9 days.
Well, I have my options open, so really, it just probably depends on the school. So
Mama still gonna find a way to get up there.
Mama, listen. Mama, you know, when I was in college, you know, I used to have some guys that when they, you know, their parents came up and, you know, some kid like, man, your mom, I heard your mom at the dorm already. You know, they go back, not me now, you know, because my mom only came up one time when I played. So mom is saying that she will be in the building each and every weekend. She's make sure she's saving now. So that way, when that come up, there's no issue. But I want to see. You know, because this is that year that I feel like the Panthers are on a roll. And I feel like you guys got it together over there. Now, you guys got to go through a tough road.
Yeah.
When it comes to the state.
Playoff time.
Playoff time. You guys, I think you guys go Dade County.
Yep, Carroll City and Central.
Yeah, you know, and Miami Central is playing some pretty good football at this point in the game. So, but I feel once you guys get to rolling, and Miami Central, I don't know if they're as tough as they once was, but I feel like if any year is the year for the Panthers, I feel like this is that year. I feel like you guys have finally come and put those pieces together, and Coach Davis is finally figured how this thing supposed to work and how the Dillard Panthers machine is supposed to run. Mm-hmm. So I feel that a great deal. But, man, hey, listen, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know what I mean? You are, as I call you, Mr. All-Purpose is what I call you.
Anytime, All-Purpose.
Anytime you can get on the cover. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It took me all the way to college before I got on any magazine. I was in the paper, but never on a magazine that sold in Walmart and Walgreens.
You can order it online.
Order online?
Yeah, it was a blessing.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it feel like? And I'm going to ask you this question, because I knew what it felt like once I got in college. What does it feel like when you walk into a grocery store and possibly knowing that there's a magazine that has a front cover magazine? Some people may get on the inside.
Right.
But you on the front cover.
Yeah. It was a blessing, man. It's just a great opportunity to let me know that all my hard work has been paying off from all these years. So
now, what do the, you know, I know I should, but I'm going to go ahead and tap into it. What is it like round over at the Panthers then when you walked the hall when this magazine came out?
It's great. The school is always supporting me, especially the football team. The teachers love it. The kids definitely love it. So
I know what you want to say, but you like you're holding back. You like you're holding back on me. You're holding back. We're on the Tony Sands show. This is why we do what we do. But it's a certain population, I'm quite sure, loved it more than others.
Right, the lady.
I'm quite sure it was a certain.
That's when you saw that swavy coming on. He was
so now that's
swavy.
When the wavy turns into the swavy. You know, because you wanted to say it, but then you said, well, let me corral this thing. And let me say, you know, the population. You used the right term. But I don't know if you just left some things out.
Nah.
He is getting. Listen, we got him shy here on the Tony Sands show. He acts like he tongue tied, but I know what was finna go down. Tell me this. With all this taking place, and now you're seeing, you know, football elevate to where it is. And you can see these guys are, some of the money that they're making now is unbelievable, man. If given an opportunity to play in the league, what's one of the number one things that'll come first that you would do?
I would say investing my money, because my parents tell me a lot about how, like, NFL players, they go broke and things like that. So I just say being smart with the money. Just don't go out and blow it. So
right. That's
the first thing I'd do.
Well, you heard here my main man, George Golden, on the front cover of the FNF. That's Friday Night Football Florida Magazine. Friday Night Football Florida Magazine. To be on the front cover, man, that's got to be something special. That means you doing something right. George, man, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Guess what? Because the Tony Sands show, we got to head to D.C. now. What I mean, we got to head to D.C. My main man, Ryan Bartow of 24/7 Sports, is in D.C. covering recruiting. So we're going to head to him. But, man, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. It's our pleasure. I'm going to bring you back because, like I said, the weekend that y'all play Boyd Anderson, We're going to have it here.
All right.
We're turning it out here.
Looking forward to it.
It's the Panthers and Boyd Anderson. Now, we're going to probably have to split the room up, but we got them in the building.
Orange and black, Daddy.
She want to wear orange and black. Now, she ain't neither one, but she want to wear orange and black.
Because I just
see she green. She green and orange. But they right now, they ain't even relevant. So I don't know why she even bringing that color up. Why is she even bringing
them Sobo?
Yeah, y'all see them Sobo. Definitely. Sobo, we'll turn it out. Eli and Dillard, we're going to bring them back here because this is right up the street from y'all.
Yeah,
but hey, man, I got to get to my man. My producer is telling me here, I got to get to Ryan Bartow of 24/7 Sports. Man, thank you for joining the show.
Thank
hey, listen,
man.
I'll hit you up tomorrow. All and you guys take care of Stoneman Douglas.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Well, hey, you heard it from my main man, George Golden. Now let's take the Tony Sands show all the way where? Let's take it to D.C. My main man, Ryan Bartow, joins the show. Ryan, what's going on, bro?
Doing great. Actually, I'm up here in North Jersey. I did all my schools in Virginia and Maryland last week. I threw about 22 schools in 4 days. Some of the best in the Mid-Atlantic region. A lot of good offensive linemen, good run blockers, a lot of four-star recruits. Today, I saw the best in one of the best regions of high school football in the country. In North Jersey, and I'm talking powerhouse programs, Paramus Catholic, Bergen Catholic, Don Bosco Prep, guys that programs that produce a multitude of Division I athletes every year. So I'm here throughout the week. I'll be in North Jersey again tomorrow, going for six more schools, and in Philadelphia and South Georgia, or South Jersey, excuse me, on Wednesday, and then back in the Baltimore area on Thursday before I head back to Paradise on Friday.
Man, listen, what was it like? You started out your recruiting process in D.C. What was that like?
It's good, man. They're one of the top programs in the country. I actually saw on Saturday was St. John's College. That's in Washington, D.C. They played against St. Joe's Regional up in North Jersey. And these were two top 25 high school programs in the country. St. John's got the better of them 21-10. The top recruit for St. John's College is actually Calvin Ashley. He's the number 4 offensive tackle in the country. He's committed to Auburn, a 5-star recruit, 6'7", 310 pounds. He's a guy to keep an eye on in terms of doing official business elsewhere later in the process. Florida, Miami, Southern Cal, as well as Maryland, who's in his backyard. Those are schools trying to get him to flip out of his longtime commitment to the Auburn Tigers. He, I think, is just waiting to see, like everybody else, if that Auburn staff is going to be there come December or not, because they're one of the main schools on the hot seat right now.
Now, Ryan, you know some things. Now, listen, that top 25 of high school football, I'm quite sure this week's going to get shaken up. Because Jackson knocked off Booker T.
Yep.
In South Florida. Yeah, they knocked them off, man. They knocked them off, which, you know, that was expected. Booker T would run the table at this point. Now it's up in, you know, this top 25 is going to get changed up. But, Ryan, give me one of your top guys that you think in D.C. Well, pretty soon you'll be crystal balling all over the place.
Probably the top recruit I saw today at Paramus Catholic, and that's a well-known school because they had the top recruit in the country last year, Rayshon Gary. Now, the old high school coach there, Chris Partridge, he's the linebackers coach at Michigan. So the crystal ball reads 92% for Michigan, 8% for Clemson, for Drew Singleton, the number 4 linebacker in the country, 6'2", 220 pounds. Why do I mention him? His mom's originally from Opa-locka. This guy's got that 305 dog in him. He just happens to live in North Jersey now. And so that's where he's got, you know, some ties, some connections. But great DNA, 25 offers, Bama, Auburn in the game. He told me, just like he told me at the opening, Clemson leads. Everybody in the world thinks he's going to follow his high school coach, follow his former teammate Rayshon Gary, and go to Michigan. But Brent Venables, linebacker coach, recruiter, D coordinator, he's done a great job, and the Tigers still lead for Drew Singleton. That one will go down to signing day. I haven't made a crystal ball pick either way in that one, but if I do pick one for the Clemson Tigers, you know a lot of people are going to follow on that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you look at, hey, listen, there's some great college football that was played this weekend, man. Now, a lot of, you know, let me tell you something, right? It was a lot of talk about the Alabama game that went on where they said that my man Nick Saban was not so happy with the way that Alabama won that football game. What are you hearing in reference to that?
Yeah, I think that's his way of constantly never taking the foot off the gas and making sure even though kids are, you know, up by multiple scores and the OC for some reason just got that big raise, he just reminds everybody with a little humble pie that, hey, to win it all, you better not take anything for granted, take anything complacent, because if you do, in the game of college football, if you slip up, you're going to get beat. We saw that with Oklahoma State. We see it four or five teams every weekend. They're getting upset. That's one reason that keeps Alabama head and shoulders ahead of the rest of the country, is that the head man doesn't allow for that to happen. If he does see that, you're out of there.
And that's and one thing about, I tell people all the time, one thing about Nick Saban is a guy that demands perfection. He demands you to be perfect in your preparation on the game. And not only that, our main man is up there also with Nick Saban, making sure that them boys are making sure that holes open up.
Oh, Super Mario, best recruiter in the country, and has a dominant offensive line. They're actually starting a true freshman at right tackle in Jonah Williams. He's a guy that Mario got in on 2 springs ago in Northern California. And get this, dad is a booster for Georgia. Mom went to Auburn, but Mario recruited the kid so well and played to his strengths that he got him to play to Alabama. That wasn't the mom or the dad's intention. And he starts right away, too. He beat out the number one JUCO and beat out the guy that thought was going to start. So this is a no-nonsense kid, no Twitter, no razzle-dazzle. He's just a hard worker that's focused. And to start at the best program in the country as a true freshman, very, very rare. And we know the guy they got at left tackle with Cam Robinson. He's a future top 10 pick.
And When I tell people all the time about Mario Cristobal, and we know he wanted to come here to South Florida, but I always say sometimes what we think is good for us is not that good for us anyway, and I see him having more success staying at Alabama, because I'm quite sure it's coming up that pretty soon he will also be getting another college job.
Yeah, and I think his next job might be as an offensive coordinator, because you know as well as I do, offensive line coaches sometimes, for whatever reason, even if you are an elite recruiter, and he is, I mean, he could win the 24/7 Sports National Recruiter of the Year for the second time in 3 years because he's signing all their top guys again. I mean, he's the one that got Jerry Jeudy for him and a bunch of their other top commits. So I think his next move is probably as an offensive coordinator somewhere, and that'll eventually lead to another head job, whether that's right. USF or whether that's FAU. Or obviously, his main goal is to keep working his way up so he can eventually position himself to get the dream job, and that's the school he loves right down the road in Coral Gables that wears the orange and green.
And like you said, that's his dream, because I give Mark Richt probably about 4 or 5 more years, if that, down at the University of Miami. And I can see at that point, the Miami has said to themselves, guess what? It's time to give another one of our alumni the opportunity to become a head coach here at the University of Miami. Ryan, when do you land back here in sunny, as you call it, paradise? When do you come back to paradise?
96 hours, I think it is, or what is it, 89 hours? You know what, Tony, and you know how much I love South Florida and worked forever to get there. The two best things about the Mid-Atlantic region, and I come up here for 4 weeks a year, the two best things are the run blockers and coming home.
And like you said, listen, you know, we're missing you. Hey, we're missing you down here, man. We are missing you here in South Florida, man, because this is, you know, this is paradise when it comes to recruiting. Now, do you, you know, you up there in that area, do a lot of people ask you man, what is the talent like down in South Florida, and what makes those kids play so hard? Do you get those questions when you're on the road?
I get those questions by almost every high school I go into, and one thing that amazes everybody that asks, especially the high school coaches, is the depth of the speed and the depth of the skill talent, as well as the upside of the kids and all the untapped potential. And I think a lot of them would trade out a few of their run blockers for some of that speed. And that's why a lot of people come up here. They recruit the run blockers and the size and the toughness. And a lot of the schools I see from Virginia all the way up to North Jersey, they have the tight ends, the linebackers. You don't see great speed. You see some good academics, but most of all, you see those guards, those physical, tough run blockers, especially in North Jersey. And that's what you come up here for. That's what most of the programs do, because a lot of the linemen, quite frankly, you see from the Carolinas down, they don't have that same toughness level. So I think it's another reason why certain parts of the country, certain geographical regions, specialize in certain positions.
And when you're up in that area, what's one of the hottest positions that people go after?
Oh, definitely. Offensive linemen, offensive tackles. A lot of places like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, they'll recruit. The offensive linemen here are all 6'5", 6'6", 270, 275 pounds that can put on 40, 50 pounds of muscle and really be, you know, the some of the better players in your programs. And that's what this area specializes at. Now, they do have the rare examples of elite Northeast skill. In saying that, I'm saying examples like Jabril Peppers for Michigan, Minka Fitzpatrick for Alabama, DeAndre Swift, one of the top running backs in the country out of Philadelphia. He's going to Georgia. Every year, you probably see two or three elite skill guys, whether it's a corner or whether it's a running back. They could play anywhere in the country. Guys that we're used to seeing every Friday in South Florida, they do got a couple of those elite Northeast skill guys, but not too many.
Listen, man. Hey, Ryan, we got a long list of guests on the show, man. We got, guess who coming up next on the show after we finish here? Matt DeBuck of Cardinal Gibbons High School is coming here on the Tony Sands Show. Guess what? He had the big win against Chaminade.
He's doing a great job. I mean, seeing his phrases, because you're talking about a guy that lost Daniel Wright, probably this top safety in South Florida, to Boyd Anderson. He lost Randall Haney, a heavy lean to West Virginia, to Deerfield Beach. Didn't apologize to anybody, and he's undefeated. So he's done a great job of keeping the spirit of the program up and keeping the team together.
You know, and I've been around Matt for a while, and to watch him, you know, do what he's done over there, because he's been waiting on that position for a while. He's been waiting on that position for a while, and it's so I'm happy to see that he finally got his opportunity, and what he's doing with this opportunity this early is amazing. It is amazing to see, because a lot of people didn't predict him to beat Chaminade. They didn't. I was sitting on the sideline with some of these writers and some of the people that do all this stuff that, to me, I always say, don't know, do the squad about football, but they're predicting football. And I'm hearing them saying, Chaminade got to stop making mistakes. That's how no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Cardinal Gibbons is doing what it takes to win. That's the only thing I want to hear, and that's what's taking place. He's doing a great job over there. Hey, Ryan, I'm going to hit you up in a little while, man, because we got to talk about some other things we got getting ready to go. But, man, hey, enjoy that area up there and hurry up back here to South Florida.
I will, and maybe I'll be in person next Monday night as I'll be celebrating my birthday a week from today.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, listen, we had a new place. We had Escape Restaurant and Lounge, man, here in Fort Lauderdale, a place that's unbelievable, man. When I say unbelievable, we're going to tweet it out that we're going to have you in the building.
Right. The venue is beautiful.
It's here. We're going to have you in the building. So we want to have you in the place. So we're going to put it all out, all over your network, everywhere, that you're going to be in the building with us live next Monday night here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. And that's 1451 Northwest 31st Avenue.
Right.
On my birthday, too.
Yes, on your birthday, man. So come on out here, and we're going to enjoy a good time with you, man. But thank you for having you on.
Sounds good, Tone. Take care. I'll see you in a couple days.
You are the best in the business, baby. That's why they call you 24/7. Now, hey, listen, let me tell you something. And Ryan covers, Kiki, Ryan covers the country like no other recruiter covers the country. I mean, right. When you look at, man, his crystal ball list, he hits him right on time. He was the one when he crystal ball Jerry Jeudy would go to Alabama months ago.
Right, and to see where he's at now. Roll Tide.
Trayvon Grimes, he crystal balled that he would go to Ohio State months ago. There's not too many people that I've been around in this business, mm-hmm. in this profession, that's doing what he's doing mm-hmm. at all. So he is covering the landscape like no other. He is covering the landscape. But I listen, you heard what he had to say. Now, we're talking here about football and where guys are taking program, because there's no other guy to me that has been able to get the reins of a program mm-hmm. the way our next guest has gotten the reins of the program, got the people to believe in his method, got them to buy into what he is selling, the goods that he is selling, to buy in and to get it and run with it. It's not that easy when you become a first-time coach that you're able to grab it and have this much success right off the bat.
Right.
This guy is unbelievable. Listen, I love this guy. I love his passion for the game. This guy played at the top levels, know what he's doing, know how what it takes to motivate guys. My main man that's joining the show is Cardinal Givens, head coach, Coach DeBuck. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Is that DeBuck that got the star quarterback over there at Cardinal Givens?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Coach?
How you doing, Tony? Thanks for having me.
Listen, man, how does that sound now when I say coach, head coach DeBuck? How does that sound?
Well, you know, it sounds good because I've waited for this opportunity for a long time, and I was mentored by a guy, Mike Morrill, that, you know, we had talked about this in, you know, the last few years, and he's kind of trained me for it. But the thing that you learn really about being the head coach is more of the mental aspect of how to get the guys up every day. You know, in the summertime, in the in camp, and then obviously into the season, and when you're supposed to win, you got to win, and when you don't, you got to win. So that's really been the biggest challenge as head coach that I've found.
Now, Coach, you guys had some ups and downs this offseason. How did you keep your guys focused on the task at hand with everything that was going around? Somebody going, somebody staying, whatever they're doing. How did you keep your nucleus of young guys, because you got a young team, how did you keep your nucleus of young guys focused on the task at hand?
We kept – hold on one second, Tom.
No problem.
We kept them together by just, you know, being a team and not, you know, giving into just the I part of the thing. So by those guys going, you know, I think our other guys stepped up and it's been better.
And Coach, you come into this season, you got a young quarterback.
Scouser. A very talented young quarterback.
I mean, listen, this was my first time at the Chaminade game was to get and eyeball him and watch this young man perform. When I say, I love his calmness, I love his coolness. How was it to get a young quarterback? Because they say when you have a young quarterback, they go through those growing pains. But what was it like getting this guy ready for your system? Because you run a complex system.
Well, the system that we've had in the past is not that complex. It's just a rep system. But what we did was we did the whole offseason with 7-on-7, and we're able to we won the state championship in the Arrow 7-on-7. So this kid's been ready. He's been waiting, and as a freshman, he threw for almost 2,000 yards on JV. So he's a guy that we've been, you know, marking for this spot. And he was probably a little cooler than I was on Friday afternoon. But
yeah, he was.
You know,
yeah, he was.
He's like the other side of the pillow. So, you know, I get a little rambunctious and a little wild, but he kept it under control, and you know, he's just scratching the surface on how good he's going to be down the road and where he's going to take our team, because Nick Scalzo is definitely a quarterback that's on the move, and he's going to be very highly recruited down the road, and I'm just glad he's on my team.
And when I looked at him and I'm watching this game, because I actually get a chance to travel the country and see a lot of football from the NFL to college to high school, he reminded me, when I'm watching him scramble and move around, he reminded me of an Aaron Rodgers type of guy. One of those guys that just, you know, we would consider, back in my day, we would consider one of those type of, those just down and dirty guys that come from the a country type of guy, like even with the attitude of a Brett Favre, but with the swagger of Aaron Rodgers, with his coolness and the way he handled things. I saw one time you was talking to him, he said, "Coach, you know, I got it.
Yeah, well, he's a guy that I would look at as far as, you know, Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. He's got that type of athletic ability. And then I would, you know, I go back to, you know, the days of watching Texas Tech when we were really good. I'm a Red Raider,
yes.
Of a Graham Harrell that's, you know, just a field general.
Yes.
He's a combination between those two guys. And then Aaron Rodgers is just like the guy that you look at and every kid wants to be like. And you know, I'm excited about our future, where we're going with them, and I'm excited about the future of the program. I tell you what, you know, losing a couple guys that we lost, it hasn't hurt us at all. We're more of a team now than we've been since I've been there in 14 years. So that's no disrespect to anybody that we've had. That's just the way it is. We have a good group of kids that care about each other, care about the school. And that's the biggest thing in today's day and age, you know, caring about in 10 years when you come back to a reunion that the coach or the people are going to be around to care about it and care about them. And I think that's lost in this whole transfer business. They forget about that because I don't think people are giving them good advice. And, you know, the kids that we have will be at a 10-year reunion, will be part of the program, and will care about the program and the direction it goes.
You know, and that's what I say, you talk about, it almost remind me of a person that may either lose a limb or you may go deaf and your other keen senses become even sharper. So it reminds me, you know, you guys, you're losing some people, and all of a sudden your other keen senses became sharper. Those guys knew at that point, guess what? There's no prima donnas here, and we got to play as a team.
Right.
We got to play as
one unit. You were at the game, Tony. I saw you.
Yes.
You saw that's not the kind of team, you know, there's no I. We don't have any I guys right now, and that's my job to make sure that we don't develop that in our coaches.
Correct.
And we got a great staff. We got a great school. And the kids that come here want to be here, and the kids that don't, you know, they have other options. They can go other places. But I'll tell you this, winning with class and winning with, you know, the right ideals, man, that in the long run overweighs, you know, the quick fix, you know, or what some of these people in the community expect. And, I'm having a great time. I love it.
You look like you're having a great time, man. Like you love what you're doing, and I know you love what you're doing because you've always been passionate about what you're doing. Now, to have that title, head coach, even makes it even sweeter for you, and I'm quite sure that your guys are loving the success that you're having. But, Coach, now you get ready to play. You get ready to go into district play now, and you get ready to play Miami Jackson, who – upset Booker T. How do you keep your kids focused on that task?
Well, you know, we look at Miami Jackson as a very good team. You know, they beat Booker T. We beat a very good team in Chaminade. You know, I give them a lot of credit beating Booker T. But, you know, I'm not worried about Booker T. I'm worried about us. I'm worried about what we're going to do. And I don't care who we play. If we have the right mental mentality that is necessary in order to win, and the kids have bought in, it doesn't matter who we play. It really doesn't. And that's, it could be anybody. I'm just looking at it our guys are going to be up to play a very good Booker T, or excuse me, a very good Jackson team. And, you know, we'll see what happens when it's all said and done. But I love our chances. I love our team. And I think that we're going to give our best effort on Friday night. And the community's behind us. We've had, shoot, I'll tell you this. We've had three home games before this. I bet you we've been close to sellout or sold out every game. And the community's bought in, and the parents are bought in, and the kids are bought in. Our student body, I got to tell you, they're fired up. I mean, this is the talk of the town, and I've been here a long time. So, yes, sir.
And that you have. You've been there a long time, and like you say, you waited, man, to see what you're doing with these young men now. Man, it's unbelievable. You know, I call you all the time, and I'm, you know, at the games and just, you know, picking your brain just to see where you're at, because I love what you're doing, man. Like I said, to see when a person have waited long for something and to see the success coming, man, it's a pleasure anytime that I can see that. And thank you for taking time out your busy schedule, because I know your schedule is getting busy, and I know your mind is focusing in on this next game. So thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the Tony Sands Show, man. I love what you're doing.
Hey, well, let me just finish with this, Tony. I respect you as much, if not more, than almost anybody in the business. You and I are friends, and that's not why I'm on the show. I'm on the show because you're recognizing what we're doing over there. But
oh, yeah.
I think that overall you're doing a great thing promoting these kids, and I'm just very humbled to be on your show, and thank you very much. And I know you're an Aquinas Raider, but you bleed a little red too.
But now wait a minute, hold on now. You know I bleed both of them. I've always told people I bleed both of them, because listen, man, I love the kids over there. I feel a part of those kids, because some of those kids have been with me for a while. When I've been around you, I've been over there. It's like home. That's home to me. That's another home when I come on that campus, because I am welcome on that campus like no other, man. And it's because of yourself, Coach Morrow, and you know, all your coaching staff, all the kids, all your student body, and your administration, man. You guys are doing a great job. You guys continue to do what you guys do, man. And like I say, the success is coming, and it's coming fast.
Thanks, Tony. And again, we hope to see you at some other big games this year. I'm glad, you know, that you recognize us. You know, future is bright at Cardinal Gibbons. Come join the party, because it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, that is. Man, thank you for joining the show. We're going to go ahead to a quick commercial break, and we're coming back. We're talking some Colin Kaepernick with Daryl Porter of the NFL is going to join us, and we're going to talk some Colin Kaepernick. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're bringing my main man Daryl Porter back to the show, and we're going to talk Colin Kaepernick. We're going to talk Miami Dolphins. Hey, some of the Miami Dolphins decided that they will follow Colin Kaepernick in the kneeling, and let's see, from a guy that played with the Miami Dolphins, let's see how this thing and what his opinion on it. Should they have kneeled? Should they have stayed respectful? Here on the Tony Sands Show, we're going to commercial break.
After looking for you with Haitians, I stay smoking on good Jamaican. We from different races, you get money, they started hating.
Okay. I'm from rural South Georgia.
You are.
I'm 48 years old, Skip. And if I don't tell you my religion, you can't guess it. If I don't tell you my mom's name, you couldn't guess it. I was dirt poor. 1,000 square feet, 10 people sometime, mm-hmm. cement floors, tin roof. I'm well off now. The one thing that I've been for 48 years mm-hmm. is black. That's what you see. You don't see my religion. Mm-hmm. You don't see my orientation. You don't know my political affiliation. But you see this. I see people get on shows and the officers say non-compliance. Well, I saw a guy in Florida, a white guy, stabbed two people, kill him, stabbed another guy, was eating the guy's face. Female officer tased him. They have to wait 10, 15 minutes, and they take him alive. I see a guy selling CDs, and he's killed. I see a guy selling loose leaf cigarettes, and he's killed. See, that's what gets us up in arms.
I should.
Because you say noncompliance is a death sentence. If a man is gnawing a man's face after he's killed two people, we see what happened in Colorado. The guy killed 12, and they take him alive. We see what happened in Charleston with nine parishioners. He drives. Not only do they take him alive, they take him by Burger King because he's hungry. So you think we're supposed to be okay with this?
No.
In what system?
How do we solve?
Welcome back to the Tony Sands Show, coming out of commercial break. I'm with, listen, NFL player, the man, Darryl Porter joins the Tony Sands Show. DP, what's going on, man?
All is well, Tony. How's everything going, brother?
Man, going pretty good. DP, you know, let's talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins. And what do you see the Miami Dolphins at this point turning their season around, even after they're coming off that loss to where they're saying Styles should have caught that catch? Do you see this coach as being the right coach to turn the Miami Dolphins around?
First of all, I would say that was a great move by the Dolphins staff. They actually went out on a Thursday for a game out in Seattle. Most teams don't travel that way, so that was really something that was positive. And they actually play better than they have in the preseason. So we can just go from there. That was a positive. You don't want to be a positive on a loss, but at the end of the day, we weren't the same Dolphins at the end of the time.
But now, and let's get into it. You know, it was 9-11, and I'm quite sure if you've been listening to sports talk radio all over the place, it was 9-11, and it was the, you know, what they call a patriotic type of thing. And we find that we have some of the Miami Dolphins taking a knee. How do you view that? Or what's your take on it?
My view is everybody has the right of what they want to do. But at the end of the day, 9-11 was a difficult day, but it's a special day. I think as a American, a person that is patriotic, if a guy wants to do what he wants to do, you know, you gotta let him do what he wants to do. But I think it should be all for one and one for all when it becomes a sport, like especially football, everybody watching.
So we look at what Seattle did. Is that what you say, that one ball and all for one type of stance?
Yeah, I really think they came away from doing what was best for the team.
For the team.
When those guys had a team meeting, they were talking about taking a knee as a whole. And at the end of the day, when it came game time, you saw that some people stepped up and said, you know, we have families out there that have people. And I actually had to play on 9-11 in Nashville, Tennessee Titans. So it was something that you got to look out how minute things can be and people can take it the wrong way.
And I think, and like Colin Kaepernick stated to everyone, it wasn't about the flag. It wasn't about 9-11. It wasn't about none of that. It was mainly to bring awareness to what is going on in the inner cities of black communities. I don't think he meant this. He clearly stated, but when I look at that whole picture and I look at all that for several reasons, but, you know, with myself due to my religion tell me that I should never salute a flag that's anything that's man-made, not the flag, but anything that's man-made. That's what the Bible, you know, the Bibles tell you. But when I look at his situation, he did not disturb anyone.
No.
Not like he jumped out in the middle of the field and did this and did it. He stayed back toward the bench. And I think he didn't bring the attention to himself. It was the media that went and brought attention to the situation. It was a different thing if he went out and disrespected the situation by, okay, I'm out now out front, now I'm going to interrupt all this that goes on. He didn't do that. He stood to the back by the bench. At one time, I think they say he sat on the bench.
Right. He wasn't a guy that was a me. It wasn't about
exactly
him. It was his feelings and his heart. And everybody on a football team, if you ever been on a football team, from little league to middle school to high school, you got to deal with different personalities.
Correct.
If you're going to be a coach of this game or someone that is about
correct
playing this sport, it's going to be about the team, not about the person. But you have certain guys that have their own rituals and what they do days before the game, nights before the game. I ate a salad and chicken, grilled chicken, every night, every game, before every game. So that people have their own rituals.
And that, and that's when I look at the whole, you know, this whole thing, and some people, you can hear them saying different things, and we're gonna play a little bit more. I want to go back and I'm gonna play some more of that Shannon Sharp, Skip Bailey soundbite. Doug, could you start that 30 seconds back to start into that 30 seconds part of that soundbite that we just listened to let my listeners hear exactly what we're talking about when it comes to the Skip Bayless and the Callan Kaepp situation with Shannon Sharp.
I have a very unique perspective, mm-hmm. Skip.
Okay.
I'm from rural South Georgia.
You are.
I'm 48 years old, Skip. And if I don't tell you my religion, you can't guess it. If I don't tell you my mom's name, you couldn't guess it. I was dirt poor, 1,000 square feet, 10 people sometimes, mm-hmm. cement floors, tin roof. I'm well off now. The one thing that I've been for 48 years mm-hmm. is black. That's what you see. You don't see my religion. Mm-hmm. You don't see my orientation. You don't know my political affiliation, but you see this. I see people get on shows and the officers say non-compliance. Well, I saw a guy in Florida, a white guy, stab two people, kill him, stabbed another guy, was eating the guy's face. Female officer tased him. They have to wait 10, 15 minutes, and they take him alive. I see a guy selling CDs, and he's killed. I see a guy selling loose leaf cigarettes, mm-hmm. and he's killed. See, that's what gets us up in arms.
I should.
Because you say non-compliance is a death sentence. If a man is gnawing a man's face after he's killed two people, mm-hmm. we see what happened in Colorado. The guy killed 12, and they take him alive. We see what happened in Charleston. What 9 parishioners. He drives. Not only do they take him alive, they take him by Burger King because he's hungry. So you think we're supposed to be okay with this?
No.
In what system?
How do we solve it?
Skip, there's a huge, we gotta start.
He was saying, he was talking about black. He was talking about being black. He was talking about being black. He was talking about being from Georgia, in the backwoods of Georia. He was saying you can't signify anything but the color of his skin. And when I look at this Colin Kaepernick situation, anytime we bring light to what's going on, everybody wants to sweep it up under the rug. No one wants to face it. And until we start facing these issues, as he said, we're going to continue to have these problems. We're going to continue to have the problems that are going on that are plaguing the inner city black America or minority America, because it's an issue. You don't, like he said, you don't ask the Jews to forget the Holocaust, but you always ask us to forget slavery. You wanted to slave, your mom wanted to slave, so forget that. But you don't ask no other nationality to forget their history. And I think this is the problem that is plaguing America, because America don't want to address it. We don't want to address this issue. And now it has, now these guys are understanding. And I think this is the dangerous part of all this, Darryl. These guys are starting to understand their power now.
They're starting to get it. They're starting to get it.
They understand now that, hey, sports is a huge platform
that we can capitalize on a lot of things.
And like you said, some guys are willing to, Kaepernick said, I'm willing to lose endorsement deals for this cause.
Right.
Because we know it is someone else tomorrow. It affects my family the next time.
Right.
And these guys are trying to find out why why people in America just don't, they're not getting it. So they got to use their platform to get it done. And I think they're doing it to me. I would say that's their right. But everybody's getting on and they can't, you know, saying do this. But the NFL is handling this thing real good now.
They're trying to keep it on top and go with what's going on right now with these guys. And I think the commissioner's had enough last year to right now, you know. And
that he knows.
Tom Brady's a great example to a lot of things right now.
Yeah,
they're still punishing him. So a lot of guys are not going to take some of the things that went on last year. They're going to speak out and speak their mind.
Correct. And that's the one thing. They want to make sure that they speak their mind. But now let's get into a little bit of football also. Listen, now we'll watch the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Redskins play. And I'm quite sure all America is still going to be looking to see if any of these guys take a knee.
You're going to get a lot of close-ups this year at the beginning of the game to see what guys are doing before the game.
Yes.
Just to have something to talk about. And a lot of these guys got to really watch themselves.
Yes.
Just like the guy Foster, I think he has his own religion. And, you know, there's a special on him and how he was presenting himself in Houston for 8 or 9 years.
Correct.
And now he got, three guys from the Dolphins, Kenny Stills, and I forget who the other guy was. You know, those guys took a risk.
Yeah.
A real risk.
Yeah.
Being in Miami, trust me.
Trust
and if you don't play well, they don't know about playing about Miami.
And that's what happened with the receiver.
I'm scared for Kenny Stills right now.
Yes, because he dropped the ball.
He better show up.
And you took that knee. These people in South Florida, I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio all day, and they want to castrate him.
Exactly, because he took a knee. And that had nothing to do with his gameplay.
Exactly. Right.
But at the end of the day, they're going to make something done down here in Miami, because we are tough on people. If you don't show up, trust me, you're gonna get it.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing of it. Let's break down this game a little bit now. Now you get Carolina has Josh Norman, one of the top corners in the country. He's playing high at Carolina. He's doing his thing at Carolina. Now he goes to Washington, and then you hear in preseason he's struggling a little bit to understand that dynamics in the division that he's in. The receivers that he's facing now are a lot different than the receivers that he was facing in his division.
I've had
you as a DB. Let's break this thing down. Now, come on, tell me where the problem's coming in.
Let me break it down to you, but it'd be broke. Because at the time, right now, a guy like that is a system guy. And I played with two of the best, Pat Surtain and Sam Madison.
Sam Madison.
Those guys went off to different places.
Correct.
But what they did best was get up in your face and be a guy that's a bump and run type player.
Correct, correct.
Here, he's playing off. He's the cover two guy in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want him to be a press guy.
Okay.
It does not work because you're used to having a guy always covering you up. And when a guy's covering you up, you can play a lot more aggressive. And you're not that aggressive type player.
And now he goes up tonight against Antonio Brown.
The baddest man in the league right now.
How do you see this matchup playing out?
Antonio Brown all day long. If they don't play cover two and make it seem like he has help over top, if he even tries to play man-to-man against him, there's a no-win situation. I'm happy he got his money. Trust me.
And that,
I am happy he got his money.
I'm happy that he's got his money. But now, sometimes we take the money on the front end and it costs us on the back
end
because the longevity of the money.
It will cost him.
Yes.
It's the system. And guys, listen, when I say system means a lot in this league. And if you go from team to team, I started out as a cornerback, ended up as a strong safety, and ended up in the box being a linebacker in Nashville. So there's a lot of things that if you're a smart guy, you can stick around in this league, but some decisions will hurt you in this league.
And I've seen that happen to a lot of guys where they run and take the money, but they was in a system that fit them, and all of a sudden their career is short-lived.
Yes, and everything's so minute. The more money, the more money you make, the more problems you're going to have because they expect
They expect to win. You know, they expect that success. And he's struggling now with it. And not only he would have to see Odell Beckham again.
He got some good receivers right now. one that's that's gotten his money, and one that's fighting to get more money.
Exactly. So we're going to see how he played this thing out. Listen, you know, this is Jersey night, and I'm going to tell you, we got a Texas jersey in the building. A Texas jersey is in the building. She's painted up with the paint on her face. This?
She got the boots.
She has the boots. This is one of the fans that go Facebook Live in a minute.
Got to go
she
live.
She's going to go live on Facebook, so she will go live. Listen, we're live here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge, 1451 Northwest 31st Avenue, where the food is out of sight. When I say, listen, my man Backyard Burger is the dude to make this place rock. He can cook from here to no end. It is exceptional. We got him in the building. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're coming back down. I want you to stay with us, man. We're going to ride this thing out. Okay. Listen, we're going to talk. We're going to break down this game that's getting ready to come on, and we're going to check it out. We're going to go to a two-song commercial break, D, and we're coming back to break down the upcoming games with the Rams and the 49ers and the Steelers and the Redskins. Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show.
Tony Sands. So this is Kiki. I want to give a special thanks to Zoo Gym for your sponsorship and everything.
Hey, listen, Kiki, that's the place to be. If you want to get your exercise on, go to the Zoo Gym. That's 1427 East Commercial Boulevard. It seems like everything that I do have that 14 in the front of 1451 Northwest 31st Avenue. We are at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. You're live here on the Tony Sands Show. Monday Night Football. It is no other football like it. Monday night is where it's at. This is the place to be. I'm telling you, y'all need to get here. Listen, Thursday and Friday, comedy night here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. One of the funniest comics in the business. This man is exceptional. He's joining Escape Restaurant and Lounge. You need to get here. Come and get some of this food, because it is going like no other. Good. It is fast. This is the place to be. Monday Night Football. Dale, let them see the TVs that we got going on around here. This is the place to be. Get here to Escape Restaurant and Lounge. We are live.
Trust me.
Everybody's going Facebook Live here on the show.
Nice little environment that people are coming in right now.
We got them going, D. Hey, let's get in. D, let's break down, because I told people that you're going
to
break down this Josh Norman.
I got to get back
to work. So people that's on Facebook Live, we've been to break down the Josh Norman. And guess what? Antonio Bryant, hit us and let us know who do you think is going to win that battle. Now, give me your opinion on it. Let's break it down. How do a guy like Josh Norman go into practice to try to prepare for going up against Antonio Bryant?
One thing I'll tell him, he better get his track shoes on, because that guy there is going up top. Sometime in the game, he will be going up top, and you got to dot your I's and cross your T's when you play a guy like that, because he's an exceptional receiver. He's a squatty guy, so those are the harder guys to cover. That's the problem right now. He's going to have a little problem with that.
Now, being that he's a tall guy, and Antonio Bryant would be what we consider a swifty type of shifty guy, how do a tall defensive back play a shifty guy like that?
I would say he got to spend most of the week in the hot tub and get his hips right. But other than that, a guy like that, if you're a tall dude, trust me, he's going to get some problems, because he runs exceptional routes, and he can get loose at any time.
And I'm telling you, man, and then we got another game now. We got the Rams and the 49ers that's also playing tonight. The Rams and the 49ers are also playing. Give me your assessment of that game.
I like the Rams.
They go back.
Because they're going to be at home.
They're in L.A., man. Listen. You can't be in a better city when it comes to football than being in L.A. You are in, L.A., it gets no better. They built it up. Listen, they built that up as if it was. And then Hard Knocks is in L.A.
Hard Knocks is in L.A. And actually, we got two guys from South Florida I know, Marcus Robinson and LaMarcus Joyner, two guys I coach. Listen, these guys are going to show out on Monday night, and they always come out on the big games.
And that's what you live for. Monday night, is to me, like that's Monday the biggest night. Stage. I know they Thursday night, but Monday night is the biggest stage.
Monday night gives you something that you need to.
Monday night is the biggest stage on the platform when it comes to football, and that's the big stage. And then tonight, being that it's the first Monday night, there is a doubleheader. There's a doubleheader game going on. Doubleheader. You got the Rams and the 49ers. You got the Rams and the 49ers. I'm talking to one of my guys that's assisting us here. So I'm trying to get his attention as we're going. But we got the Rams and the 49ers. And then we got the Steelers and the Redskins play. Now, give me your assessment of that first game.
I got to go with the Steelers one because I was drafted by them. And it's not like, it's not like playing in the black and gold in Pittsburgh. And exactly. Big Ben's is a big guy. He's hard to bring down. And one, these guys are already fighting, by the way, on the sideline, Washington.
Oh, man. Like you said.
Against each other.
So that's telling me something ain't going right for the Redskins if they're already bickering amongst each other. That means, guess what? It's some problems. They having some problems dealing with some situations. And normally when you see two DBs going at it, that means somebody didn't get over the top like they were supposed to.
Yeah. You see a lot of this these days, guys. Honestly, when you watch these games and you see those DBs pointing, they either have busted coverage or not in the right place. A la the Jets game yesterday, my man Revis, I saw him when he was down here this past summer. And I know for a fact that safety was not looking in the backfield when he pulled through the post. So let's take the pressure off of Revis, and he's still doing it as long as he has.
Now, and if you look at this play that we're watching now, you can see they're starting to take advantage of the holes in that defense.
Yeah,
Washington is having some success. DeSean Jackson is having
now,
a little
another
success
guy
in that defense.
That's another guy there. You better sit in the hot tub that week because he's going deep.
He's going to
get your track shoes ready.
So. You pretty much got a double threat over there that you got to deal with.
Yeah, you got two guys that's going to be a show tonight. And trust me, I think both teams are pretty good. Redskins came out of nowhere with the backup quarterback, and he showed they're driving down the field right now. And Pittsburgh got to tighten up.
And I'm going to tell you something, as we tell you, They're getting ready to attack the middle of that defense because it is the best place to attack right now. They're having success with it. So you continue to go back with it because that's where it's happening. Don't go. I'm a firm believer.
I'm a firm believer. If you're a coach, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. Don't get cute.
Yeah.
Don't
get cute. Sometimes coaches try to out-coach themselves, D. We see it also often that, say, I got something working, but I'm going to try to see if something else can work. And all of a sudden, you don't have
success
that you thought
you had. I will run it
until
it goes into the ground. Keep running.
That's me. You keep running. Don't, until they stop it, you keep it coming. But like I said, we also got another game. The Rams on Hard Knocks. Rams go back to L.A. This game is in the Bay. Wow. I know that's going to be built up.
Not like it. Jeff Fish is a great coach.
Yes.
He also coached me in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's nothing like playing for a guy like that. You guys got a chance to see Hard Knocks. That is the way he is. He is a down-to-earth person. He's a people person. And there's nothing wrong I can say about the guy.
And let's get into it. Like I said, the Detroit, I don't know if you got a chance to watch that Detroit Lions game.
I watched a little bit. That's a bunch of
I watched that game, and I'm going to tell you something. We got another South Florida DB that's in that game, Nevin Lawson. And it appeared you would have thought Nevin Lawson, they didn't go at him at all.
Wow.
He was blanking his guy down that they did not go after him at all. And then the Patriots with Garoppolo was able to get their win.
No surprise to me. I also played there. There's no surprise to me. Bill Belichick will have this guy. And Josh McDaniels, when I was there, believe it or not, guys, he was the reaper. He was the guy that come and tell you, get your playbook and come. A la Ty Law was my teammate at the time. He used to bring coffee to Ty Law.
Yeah.
And to see a guy like that be so successful, he's been around it so long. And another coach, Bill Belichick's a guy that's going to keep his people around. His two coordinators were GAs.
Yes.
And now they're coordinators for him. So that's how long they've been around there, facility.
Now, I got a chance. I watched that Cowboy game.
No, you heard.
Football one on one. If you catch the ball, get out of bounds.
You
get the kicker
chance.
You try
not to make nothing happen, and he tried to make something when all you had to do was get out of bounds. Your kicker, kicked the 56-yarder early in the game.
It was so mind-boggling, man. I didn't know what this kid was doing. I was like, is he really trying to go back to the middle of the field? Like, I know Kenny Stills, what's his name? Kenny Stills? The kid from Dolphins.
From Dolphins, Kenny Stills, yeah.
Right. He missed the bomb, but that play right there lost that game.
And you can see it. If you got a chance to see his press conference after that game, he was lost for words. It almost make you feel like,
I feel bad for a kid like that.
I got to go back in this locker room, and I got to face these guys. Even though a couple guys patted him on the back, in the back of those minds, and I know how that is. Okay, hey, you did good. Man, you done lost us the game.
You lost this game. Because you're going to look back at that game.
And I think that would have, to me, with Dak Prescott being as young as he is, rookie, Ezekiel Elliott being a rookie, that their game would have elevated them even higher.
If and he with, gets over that one,
and with
be
them
all right.
playing, still playing that bad,
right?
They still was able, the Giants only was able to beat them by 1 point.
Exactly. So that's the division game. So it's a big game, and it's going to show at the end of the season when they have to go to the Giants when it's cold.
Yes.
It's gonna,
and see, that's
it's
why you take
something.
Advantage of those games there.
You got to take care of your home games.
You take care of the home games because that is a – when you look at that game, how you not – you want when you're on your home turf, you take advantage of the home games.
No doubt. No doubt about that one. That one there was a tough one to watch, to see that kid go through that.
And then, like I said, we look at another – a lot of these games were
They were close games. Very close.
One point.
First week.
Yeah.
Really good first week.
Carolina and the Broncos.
I honestly didn't understand why Carolina was giving points to a home team.
Exactly.
And a guy like Wade Phillips, which I played for in Buffalo 5 years, and he is another player's coach that is going to blitz you. You're going to beat me on all my blitzes.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I learned a lot from him and other people person type coach.
But I'm going to tell you, Tampa played some sound football.
Look out. Jameis is going to be the guy that's – it's only going to take him 1 or 2 years, and this is his second year.
Jameis Winston.
He's a big-time player now.
Jameis Winston played a heck of a game for you to throw 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston is making people take notice. But, Darryl, you know, playing in the NFL, I see quarterback play because we're talking about quarterback play right now. And when I see Cam Newton, RG3, and possibly a Jameis Winston, when I see these guys get out of the pocket and as they consider at that point they're running back so they can be hit. But when I see an Aaron Rodgers, an Eli Manning, a Ryan Tannehill, when I see those guys get out the pocket, the refs seem like they're quicker to grab the flags than they are with the minority type of quarterbacks.
You hate to go there, but it's true. These guys are a lot faster.
Yes.
And mobile.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you name those guys, I'm a stick with Brady Tom, as I call him, Tom Brady.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers have the best feet, and they have so much poise in the pocket. Cam has to learn to kind of stay in the pocket a little bit more because he's a big guy. A lot of guys don't – he can run all day. A lot of guys don't want to tackle him at all.
And I think that's what got Aaron Rodgers – I mean, RG3 this week because he's out.
Again, he's trying to run the ball.
He's trying to run the ball too hard. To get that, you know, when I saw the hit, I'm saying to myself, ow!
Right.
As a quarterback, just slide. I think they lose the depth perception to slide.
I really don't know why he was trying to run that guy over. Get out of bounds, live to see another day.
Yes.
Is what I would tell the young kids and guys in college. A guy like Tannehill, on the other hand, he can run the option if they want to.
Correct.
Remember, he was a receiver. They're making him be a quarterback because that's what they got.
Yes.
Guy like Cam Newton, these DBs don't want to hit him. That is the biggest man I've ever seen out of uniform. I thought he was in uniform down at IMG. He was working out one day.
Yes.
And he's like chiseled. And in person, he's one of the biggest guys I've ever seen.
He's huge.
I
saw him at the NFL Honors.
Right.
And I can understand why they would want to tackle a guy like that. I could clearly see why they would go after this guy and hit him like that. Like I said, RG3 is on IR, so he's done. RG3 is pretty much at this point in the game is done. Now, with that being said, how do you, and they already was against him. They already was against him. So how do you even come back on that? You know what I mean?
He's put himself in such a bad position. Sprite. He's put himself in such a bad position because he's gotten a second chance.
Yes.
And once you became the starting run quarterback, you should have been able to understand this time of the year, this part of this in your career right now,
yes,
and how long you've been playing. You know these guys are so much faster. Linebackers are running 4.5s and 4.4s now. And you got to understand, the years that go by, the pounding on your body, you got to get smarter. Tom Brady, don't take hits. If he see a guy coming, I mean, he's going to throw the ball on the ground. They can't get to Aaron Rodgers because his feet is just so swivel. So, you know, it's just these guys knowing the game.
When you and like I said, I look at this and it is mind-boggling because it's going to tell me that these guys' career is not going to be that long.
It ain't going to last.
They're not going to be that long when you look at he just became the starter at Cleveland and he's out for the year after one game.
That is a bad investment on Cleveland's part.
I mean, and I know that, you know, because I'm quite sure they took a lot of slack when they decided to go out the box,
right,
and go and get it.
Right.
So now he is out the game. And so with him being out the game, now.
Left shoulder injury, huh? Wow.
It makes me wonder, do they say to themselves, maybe we shouldn't have not taken this chance? Or I think they should have told him, listen, man, slide. We didn't bring you here to run into. And if you go to NFL Network and you look at that picture that they have on there, it looks like he know possibly this is it for him.
Oh, it's like an 80, I would say 85-90% chance he's not going to play football anymore.
And you know, it's harder for those guys to come back into the league.
Because another team is not going to take that chance because he's not listening.
They're not going to, and that's what they're going to say. It's like you put us in bad situations.
Got
if you
pick.
Can see right now.
Tip ball pick.
There was a pick, an interception on that game.
Yeah.
The score is Washington 3, Pittsburgh nothing. First quarter, 3:46 left in the game, in the first quarter. But let's get into, you know, we still got the Ray Lewis soundbite also of how Ray Lewis' perspective on the Colin Kaepernick situation. So, Doug, can you play that up for the Ray Lewis soundbite to the Colin Kaepernick situation?
Thank you.
In World War II, there are a lot of African Americans that went to foreign
they
soil
sure
to fight.
Mm-hmm.
They were fighting for freedoms in a foreign land that when they came home, they didn't enjoy themselves. Under that flag, with those veterans. So think about this. You go to Germany and you go overseas and you fight for freedoms of people you have no idea, have nothing in common with. And the very country that you're representing, when you come back to it, you're a second-class citizen.
Correct.
Agreed. Me, agreed. I have a very unique perspective, mm-hmm, Skip.
Okay.
I'm from rural South Georgia.
You are.
I'm 48 years old, Skip. And if I don't tell you my religion, you can't guess it. If I don't tell you my mom's name, you couldn't guess it. I was dirt poor, 1,000 square feet, 10 people sometime, mm-hmm, cement floors, tin roof. I'm well off now. The one thing that I've been for 48 years, mm-hmm, is black. That's what you see. You don't see my religion. Mm-hmm. You don't see my orientation. You don't know my political affiliation, but you see this. I see people get on shows and the officers say non-compliance. Well, I saw a guy in Florida, a white guy, stab two people, kill him, stabbed another guy, was eating the guy's face. Female officer tased him. They have to wait 10, 15 minutes, and they take him alive. I see a guy selling CDs and he's killed. I see a guy selling loose leaf cigarettes mm-hmm. and he's killed. See, that's what gets us up in arms.
I should.
Because you say non-compliance is a death sentence. If a man is gnawing a man's face after he's killed two people, mm-hmm. we see what happened in Colorado. The guy killed
two. So, Shannon, what is your reaction to Goodell's comments?
Well, I'm glad he commented on it, and I'm glad I know where he stands on this topic. The commissioner is looking at it from a point like, I'm a patriot. I love patriotism. I love the values and the freedoms that this country provides. Well, Colin Kaepernick, in that sense, is a patriot because he's saying, although I've been very successful, although we've come a long way, mm-hmm. I believe we can have a better society. Mm-hmm. You know, people, and this is what I don't understand, is that people will take, say, let's just say for the sake of argument, 1,000 athletes or entertainers and says, well, what are black people complaining about? Well, there's 34 mm-hmm. million African Americans mm-hmm. or the minorities. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anyone say, well, the LBG community is not being discriminated against because Ellen DeGeneres has her own show. She's making millions. No one ever says, well, women get 78 to 83 cents on the dollar compared to a man because Meg Whitman is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. But they only say that about African Americans mm-hmm. because you see a Ray Lewis or a Shannon Sharp played in the National Football League on television mm-hmm. or Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan. But the one, the greatest one, you got President Obama in the White House. So America ain't racist. Stop it. And America has always had a problem with racism. It's, I think now it's because of the cell phone, because it's captured more and it's in your face. We don't have to wait to 6 o'clock mm-hmm. to see it, not Skip.
Yep.
You do it, it's up on the internet, up on the internet yep. right now. Commissioner, I believe Commissioner has a right to say what he says, but the First Amendment is a beautiful thing, unless you don't agree with the gesture. But you should be uncomfortable. Protests should make mm-hmm. you uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and it should come with consequences. So if Colin, if the 49ers says, Colin, we're going to suspend you for 3 games, so be it. He's getting his point across because Muhammad Ali, all the greats that's taken a stand, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, they took a stand. They could have waited till they come home, but it would not have served the same purpose. Well, wait till he get out of the uniform. No, it wouldn't serve the same purpose. We want you to be uncomfortable. We want you to come to the table and talk intelligently.
So are you criticizing the commissioner's stance on this?
I wish he'd had a more positive spin. He's making it seem like Colin Kaepernick isn't a patriot. This was never about the flag. Mm-hmm. This was never about the veterans. Right. He told you what it was about, but you still keep trying to take it back there because you don't want to talk about the issues in which Colin Kaepernick is raising.
Yeah, listen, when you think about what Colin has did, right, the only thing that I think about.
We're live here, and as you got a chance, my listeners that are listening to the show, you got a chance to hear Shannon Sharpe's explanation of all this with the Colin Kaepernick situation. It is deep, man, and we got to find change. And stay tuned here to the Tony Sands Show. Me, Darryl, and Kiki, we're going to try to enlighten you on chain as we sit here and get ready for the Monday Night Football, as we see now with the Redskins and the Steelers are playing. Stay tuned here to the Tony Sands Show.
Open up the champagne pocket. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in.
All right, we're back here at the Tony Sands Show, located at Escapes Lounge, 1451 Northwest 31st Ave. If you'd like to call us, our number is 1-888-429-5421. You can get a call with me, Tony, and DP on the line.
DP, you can ask, or you can hit DP up on his Facebook Live. You can hit yourself. You can hit me up on my Twitter page if there's anything that you want to ask me.
Instagram, PortisPlace22.
There you go, PortisPlace22. You can hit us up on our social media if you want questions.
K with the sports.
What is it? K1 Sports. You can hit us up, and if there's anything that you would like to ask us before we go off the air, you can ask us, because look, we're live here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I was on commercial break, and I went and tasted some of the wings that my wife had, and they, oh, man. When I say exceptional, I love it. Down, like I told you, my main man, Corey that's back there cooking, man, he cooked that thing like no other. Make it feel, taste so good going down. Woo! It is what it is. But D, let's get down. We got to break down these games before we go off the air. Let's break them down. Let's go into them, and we're going to do the predictions. You, let's go to first game prediction.
Right now, I got, like I said, I'm going to stay with Pittsburgh just because I like the people in the Berg, and they bought me into the NFL, so I'm going to stick with them.
I think I'm going to stay. I'm going Washington on this game. I'm going Washington. I just feel that they're going to, with the receivers that Washington have, I feel like they're going to take advantage of these guys, want to make a name. They want to send that strong message out that their receiving core is one of the best in the National Football League. So I'm going to go Washington. Kiki, who you going with?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
You're going with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, give Big me a, Ben. Give, Big give, Ben. Listen Big something. Ben, my boy. Big Ben, my boy.
Okay, she want Big Ben. All right? Hey, like I said, I'm going Redskins. They're going Pittsburgh. So it's a 2-1 here. Two with Pittsburgh. One with my man, the Washington Redskins. But now let's get into the Rams, who's moved back to L.A. and enjoying the sun in the fun against San Francisco in the Bay, and they're playing in the Bay, so they never have to leave California. That's why it's a later game. That's why it is a 10-20 game due to the time difference
right.
in the West Coast. So now, Darryl, you first. Who do you take in this game?
Just watching the NFL Network and watching these guys on the Hard Knocks gave me a little passion about watching Coach Fisher again and how well of a coach he's been over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go with the Rams because they look like they're more energized and they feel like they're going to be a team to beat this year.
And
so you're telling us the Rams is the team to watch
so
out
saying
for?
The Rams.
I like the Rams.
So you're saying the Rams is going to be one of those teams in that division to
hey,
reckon with.
Todd Gurley ain't no joke now. You want me to get into why?
And I'm going to
tell you,
and Tremaine Johnson, who's looking to get a major contract,
right,
stated to me himself, hey, listen, this is going to be our year. Defensive-wise, we're going to play. He's looking to get that big deal, and they're talking about his deal can range anywhere from $80 million. Mm. So I'm quite sure he want to play his best game this because he was the franchise player
right.
in this game. But Kiki, give me who you got.
You know, I'm going to go with the Rams because my boy Robinson over there.
I love him.
Now, I got to go with home team just because,
too. I got to go with home team for several reasons because I trained for their guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So I got to go Rams over 49ers at this point in the game.
We have one South Florida at San Francisco.
Yeah, but he ain't my guy. He's not my guy. He is not my guy. Guys, hey, listen. We're live. Like I said, you got a chance to. We're live. You have seen us on Facebook Live, on Darryl's page, Jackie's page. We're Facebook Live. You need to get here each and every Monday night at Escape Restaurant and Lounge with myself, the Tony Sands Show, joined by Miss Kiki. Special guest Darryl Porter. We hoping that Darryl come and join us some more as we watch Monday Night Football. But
right.
my man Steve Brown will be in the building. That's right. Steve Brown will be in the building on September 15th and 16th. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't know who Steve Brown is,
you better Google it.
That voice that he has is unbelievable. Man, he keep you, have you cracking up from the start to the finish of any show that he, and I got a chance to see him in Atlanta. So listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Food here is exceptional.
I'm ready.
Sundays they had a game. Brunch is out of sight. It is what it is. But before we close out the show, because we had a competition here. We had a jersey competition in the building. And right now, Miss Jackie is the winner of the jersey competition. Come on up, Jackie. Get your Facebook. Miss Jackie has won.
Miss Jackie was over there chewing up her wings.
The jersey competition.
Miss Jackie got the purse to go with this out.
She got the purse.
Get your live. Let's go live with your thing, Jackie. Let's go.
Hold on, Miss Jackie.
Jackie won the jersey contest. We had a $100 jersey contest here. Best jersey. Jackie came. Get up. You know, Jackie, come over here because I got to talk to you for a second. Now, Jackie, listen. Normally when I see this face made up, I only see it like, you know.
At games.
Caucasians only count.
On commercial.
Oh, okay. I got you. You know, like, you know, when you get to the games, you normally see only see, you know, white people participating that deep in an event. Yeah. I'm saying. Ooh. I mean, you went. Jackie went all out.
Like she getting ready to go play.
Right.
I mean, the shoes. She went. Now, what they call them rubber? They call them rubber shoes. What they got a name for them?
The Aldo fire boots.
I'm just checking.
You got some fire boots on.
Because I learned a lot tonight. I learned.
Now she got the sauce. She's saucy right now, Tony.
Now, she got too much sauce. Now, let me tell you something. I learned something about sauce and what is it called?
Wavy.
I learned about sauce and wavy. They say, if you're young, you're wavy, right?
Right.
When you're older, you're saucing. So
Ms. Jackson run the
I'm saucing and waving at the same time.
Right.
Dad, what do you consider yourself?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on
They call young men, it's the difference between young and old. They say the young men are waving. Older men are saucing. That's style. We're in the restaurant here, but hey, we got to go up the hill. We're going up there.
Keep it simple. Keep it pimping. I don't know how to tell you how it works.
Now I'm saying, keep it pimping. We're live here. We're closing out. Jackie, you want it? It is what it is. Jackie won.
Get here.
This is where we at each and every Monday night. Jackie win $100 for the best jersey contest in the building.
We got to have some parties here.
She wins $100 in the building, as they say. We break it down here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge. Jackie wins the money. She went to work. She did everything it took to get the job done. So it is what it is. Jackie is the winner live here at Escape Restaurant and Lounge each and every Monday night. Join me, my girl Kiki, my main man Dal, special guest Saturday NFL guy. Listen, we're breaking them down. Stay tuned as we're closing out here on the Tony Sands Show Escape Restaurant and Lounge. Steve Brown is in the building Thursday and Friday. Signing off.